WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News.
This is the WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News from AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.
Welcome back to the program. It is 6:39, and this is the entertainment division. You know, you couldn't produce this song today.
No, you probably couldn't.
Listen to it.
Yeah.
It's talking about...
Yeah. It's a metaphor, but still. There are a number of songs that were hits back in the day that you couldn't make today.
Yeah.
Black Betty gets played a lot at baseball stadiums around the country.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
Really?
And I'm not sure that Black Betty would ever get on the radio today like it did back in the 70s. I was playing the No-No song by Ringo Starr the other day. That was a hit.
It talks about
pot and cocaine and moonshine whiskey. I don't think that gets on the air today either. Just a few of the songs that would never see the light of day today.
Appropriately so, I believe. Appropriately.
Well, I don't know.
So.
We survived.
Yeah, but you know. Oh, listen to you.
But listen,
you think it's okay to play Black Betty.
No,
it's not okay for us to have the Washington Redskins.
Listen to the... No, I don't. Black Betty is a pretty egregious example. And if you listen to the lyrics of Black Betty...
Right,
well, it's a long intro, so you... Here you go.
All right.
You're going to play this, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Les, listen up. Okay. But wait a minute. These guys are all white. Ram Jam.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so you're saying it's okay for us to play that.
No, I didn't say that.
But we can't do the Washington Redskins.
I didn't say that. But
you said we all survived.
Well, we did.
Okay. So?
I don't argue that we could survive if Washington's NFL team keeps their name. Right. The question is, do we want to allow this expression of racist activity keep going on and on? That is the question.
All right. I got you. Point well made. Thank you very much. Birthdays today. Bill Clinton.
Yes, it's President Clinton's birthday today. What do you get for the president?
Doctor appointment?
Don't say a box of cigars either, or I'll come in there and...
Doctor's appointment?
Doctor's appointment.
He probably needs a little penicillin.
Oh, stop it.
68 years old. Looking forward to next year. As he does... As he does every birthday, he closed his eyes, made a wish before blowing out his candles, and then was very sad when he opened his eyes and realized Hillary was still there.
Stop it.
John Stamos.
Yeah.
51 years old.
Have you seen him lately?
Yeah. He's doing
not
those...
aging. I mean, he's not aging. He must have the picture of Dorian Gray in his closet.
He
because...
bathes in the blood of virgins on a daily basis.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he does the Greek yogurt commercials.
Right.
And I'll be honest with you. At 51, he looks better now than he did when he was on Full House. I hate him.
Do you remember where he got his start on TV?
Wasn't he a soap star?
Yeah, General Hospital, at the same time that Demi Moore and Janine Turner were getting their starts on General Hospital.
Janine Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Perry is 45. You remember him as Chandler and Friends?
Yep.
Leanne Womack, 48 years old. Kira Sedgwick, she is married to Kevin Bacon. She was the closer.
Is that show still on?
I don't think so.
All right.
She's 49. And to be honest with you, she looks a lot older than 49.
Well, so does Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon is rough. Have you ever seen him up close?
Yeah.
He's rough.
Yeah.
And I don't like Kevin Bacon personally. His brother's much nicer.
You watching that TV show that he's in, the FBI profiler TV show? No.
John Deacon, the bassist for Queen, is 63. Tipper Gore, the former recipient of Al Gore. She is 66. Gerald McCraney, remember Simon and Simon?
I do.
He's 67. Former senator turned actor turned senator actor politician president Fred Dalton Thompson. He's one of those guys that he got elected because he's believable. He's just got that look, the voice where you're like, oh yeah, I trust him.
Played the DA on Law and Order for many years. Yeah.
And this one's for you, Ginger Baker.
Ginger Baker.
75.
Rock drummer from Cream and Ginger Baker's Air Force and
now,
a bunch of other bands.
Apparently, have you seen the documentary of him, Beware of Mr. Baker?
I have not.
It comes highly recommended for people like you.
I just watched a very interesting rock documentary on the Palladia Channel. Eric Clapton and a bunch of his friends have gotten together and done a tribute album to J.J. Cale, who just passed away. And there's a half-hour documentary, Clapton and Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits and John Mayer and a bunch of other people got together and did this album, and it looks pretty good.
Would have been interesting, except for the John Mayer part.
Actually, Eric Clapton said he was totally shocked by how good a guitar player John Mayer is,
really?
And he gave him all kinds of props.
That's a high compliment.
No kidding. Coming from Clapton, yeah.
I saw an episode of the British Top Gear, and they were talking about this piece of crap Econobox car. They said one of the best features of this car is it's got a great stereo. Well,
that's the most important thing in any car,
right? And it has a plug-in where you can plug in all kinds of auxiliary stuff.
Yeah.
And you hear the intro to, I don't know, one of the Eric Clapton songs playing over the radio. Then they pan back, and it's just Eric Clapton sitting there playing his guitar, and it's plugged into the car.
Uh-huh.
And that's all they did. That's all they barely even acknowledged Clapton at all. They just kind of looked at him like, oh. Hey, yeah, nice to see you. And off they go. Very cool. All right, legendary Saturday Night Live announcer Don Pardo passed away last night. 96 years old. He was already a 31-year veteran at NBC when he was asked to do SNL in 1975.
We just heard those audio cuts of him calling the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah.
I remember him as the announcer for Jeopardy, and I think he did The Price is Right for a while, too, I think.
His actual name was Dominic, but when he got into radio, he started going by Dom. Everyone messed it up and started calling him Don, so he just said, to heck with it, I'll be Don. His wife passed away in 1995. He has 3 daughters, 2 sons, 5 grandchildren, and 3 great-grandchildren.
You remember his cameo in the Weird Al Yankovic song, I Lost on Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Where he does...
Yeah,
you
I remember that.
You don't win anything. You're a complete loser.
Hey, we haven't heard much from Val Kilmer. What's he doing now, you ask? He's got a website.
Really?
Where you can buy pieces of sheet metal that he has painted the word God onto. They cost $1,000.
Has anybody bought any of them?
Apparently so.
Really?
He also has blocks with the word God painted on all sides, which is more of a bargain. You can buy them between $500 and $750.
Okay.
And remember the movie The Blob?
The original or the
remake?
The
original. The original.
I do remember the original with Steve McQueen.
Do you know it was based on a true story?
What do you mean it was based on a true story?
Based on a true story. In 1950, 4 Philadelphia police officers reportedly found some kind of substance that fell from the sky and landed in an open field.
Oh, stop it.
Before anyone else could witness it. It dissolved.
Okay, so it was the blue ice from a passing jetliner.
1950? And then blue ice back then.
What did they do? They just opened the hatch and everybody just dumped it out into the air?
Yep.
Well, that's what it was then. It was somebody after eating the airline meal. You know? It was their version of, never mind.
And last but not least, I know this is a real upset to Tom. Damn Yankees have only performed together once since 2002.
Wasn't a big Damn Yankees fan.
Ted Nugent has come out and said, well, guess it's my fault that they're not going to get back together. And he says, I wish we could get back together, but I got to tell you, if there's one pain in the butt obstacle that's keeping this from happening, you're looking at him right now because I won't give up hunting season.
And Tommy Shaw probably doesn't want anything to do with Ted Nugent at this point in time anyway.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Because he's a lunatic.
Nugent or Tommy Shaw?
Nugent is a lunatic.
Nugent is one of the most sane, rational individuals I've ever had the pleasure of talking to.
Okay.
You, sir, are a lunatic.
Okay.
That's the entertainment news. Enjoy it. Share it. Just rub it all over your skin if you want.
Live from heaven. It's me, Don Pardo, with John Belushi, Gilda Radner, Chris Farley, with special guests George Carlin and Robin Williams, with musical guests John Lennon, Bob Marley, one of the Ramones, I forget which one, and Justin Bieber. You wish.
The News Station, AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.